Seriously. Lawmakers, like I said, Republicans saying they want leniency in this pursuit of the guy that killed the wolf in Marshall. Investigators yet to announce whether they intend to pursue charges in the case. Nancy Warren, executive director of the National Wolf Watcher Coalition, has criticized the involvement of lawmakers in what she deems to be political interference in an ongoing criminal inquiry, questioning the appropriateness of legislative intervention prior to any formal charges being filed. I get this from Michigan News Source. The letter by the lawmakers also underscores concerns about the management of both wolf and coyote populations in Michigan and reignites the debate surrounding the management of Michigan's wolf population, which has remained stable over a decade. But some people say it's growing. Who says it's growing? The people that live in the UP. The people that live in the UP say it's growing, and it's destroying the deer population. Now, he didn't come back, right? Okay, we'll skip that. Here's the story that I was told, and you'll find this fascinating as I did. When this story broke, I reached out to the DNR, who directed me to the wolf biologist in the UP. I'll leave his name out of this. I'll just tell the story here. So I called the wolf biologist, who said, how many wolves are in Lower Michigan? He said, none. No, you just had one shot. Yeah, well, that's the only one we know of. I don't think anybody in Michigan actually believes there are no other wolves in Lower Michigan. They crossed the Straits of Mackinac in the years that there's ice on the Straits, which was not this year. So that means this wolf was around for a good period of time, right? This wolf was around for a good period of time. And therefore, when they did their DNA test, because they thought at first it was a coyote, the 84-pound wolf shot near Marshall in Calhoun County has DNA that marks it to be a UP wolf, according to the biologist that I spoke to. And then I said, well, the people in the UP sure don't like the wolves. And he says, yeah. Why is that? And I laughed. I said, because the deer population is so far down. Oh, he said, well, that's climate change. Really? Climate change is killing the white-tailed deer, according to the DNR biologist for the Upper Peninsula. Really? First I've ever heard of it. Do tell, please, do tell. He says, well, because the lakes are warmer, there's a lot more snow in the UP. I said, not this year. No, this year was different. Oh, I see. So the lakes are warmer, and it's a warmer year, and they only got 29 inches of snow last time I checked in Marquette, but climate change is killing the deer. Weird, I thought. So I didn't argue with the guy. I just kind of made a note of that. I said, I don't think that's actually true, that the winters are getting more severe. In fact, they keep telling us winters are getting warmer. But he said, because of that, you're getting more snow. Okay, well, let me go check. You know, it's real easy to put into Google annual snowfall, Marquette, Michigan, 1950 through 2024, for example. You know what I found? Here's what I found. In the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you pick a decade. The number of years that had more than 100 inches of snow, 7 or 8 every decade in Marquette, Michigan, until the last 20 years. At which point, there's only 3 or 4 years, because what the biologist explained to me, well, you have all these years in a row where there's heavy snow and that causes deer mortality, which is true. Bad winters kill deer. I understand that. I'm a deer hunter. I get it. Severe cold, heavy snow. Causes for deer to die, especially the top-end bucks, because they're coming out of the rut and they've run themselves down and they have a low body weight, their fat content's low, and so they're afflicted by heavy snow and so forth and cold. But that hasn't been the case. You see, that hasn't been the case in the Upper Peninsula the last 20 years, according to, I just went to Marquette, I thought that was a fair judge of where the snow would be, right? Marquette gets a lot of it. And if only 3 or 4 winters, you're getting 100 inches, and this winter you only got 29. Then how do you arrive at the conclusion that climate change is killing the deer and not the wolves? You see, I lived in Montana when the wolves came back. I lived in Montana when the wolves were reintroduced. You know what they did? They quickly hammered the elk populations, the moose populations, in and around Yellowstone National Park and beyond, the Selway, Bitterroots, and Idaho, and all the way in between. Now they've connected, of course. The elk populations are a fraction of what they were before. The moose populations are a fraction of what they were before. And they said when they were reintroducing wolves into Yellowstone that the bison would never be of any concern. The bison would never be touched by the wolves. Do you know how many films there are now from places like National Geographic of wolf packs pulling down bison? And you know the bison they pull down? The biggest, oldest bull. Because the biggest, oldest bull will turn around and defend the herd against the wolves and protect the young and continue to turn back and defend, turn back and defend, and turn back and defend to the point of complete exhaustion. And when that old bull has reached complete exhaustion, the herd moves on. And he's left behind. And it's game on and dinner time for the wolves. So this notion that was put upon me by the biologist from the Department of Natural Resources in Michigan that somehow climate change is killing deer in the Upper Peninsula is complete and utter hogwash. I have other terms for it, but it's still a family program on the radio. Pure and utter hogwash. How do these people get jobs as scientists when they peddle such garbage? This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water. You want the best water of your life? Guess who's got it? Wolverine's got it. Wolverine Water System, statewide here in Michigan for more than 75 years now. Owned by my good friend, Paul Mahaney, is Wolverine Water. If you want the best water of your life, you get a hold of him, WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell Paul I sent you over. Tell the other folks I said hi, David and all the rest. Know them all. Good folks. And by the way, I've been using Wolverine Water System products since before I did this program, long before. Why? Because they're the best. WolverineWaterSystems.com. I'll take a break and be back. John Molinar, the congressman, on the other side.